How to Make People Like You in 90 Seconds or Less. That's the title of Nicholas Boothman's book, and he believes it's a technique that can serve you well in many situations.
If you want cooperation from other people as opposed to confrontation, it's a good idea to make them feel comfortable with you. And so we say how to make people like you, but it really means how to make people feel comfortable with you and trusting with you and enjoying your company. The answer to your question is simple. Three things, really. When people like you, they tend to see the best in you. They look for opportunities to say yes to you. If they don't like you, they look for opportunities to say no to you and tend to see the worst in you. Those are two reasons. The other big reason is this. I'll give you a work-related example, but it's the same with anything. It's impossible to have fun when you don't like each other. I actually was giving this speech to Ernst & Young, actually, in Philadelphia. The day before, I checked into my hotel, and I heard all this laughing coming from the room next door. I heard shrieks of laughter in the corridor, and I started laughing myself, because that's what happens. You know, we pick up on other people's the attitudes that were going on, and I was thinking, this is wonderful. But the next day, as I went off to give my speech, I walked out of my door, and I heard it again. It was all around me. And then suddenly, I heard this sort of thumping sound, and coming down the corridor was the housekeeping services. It was a big hotel, swank hotel, pushing the trolley. She suddenly sort of stopped. Oh, sorry. And it was all the people who do the housekeeping. They were having hysterics and loving their work. And I said, look, please, may I talk to you all just for 90 seconds or less? I said, I'm not going to complain. I write about these things. I've got to know how you do this. How are you having so much fun? And they came and they stood in the corridor. Some were very, very reserved and some were very suspicious and that. And I kind of made them feel relaxed and said, look, you're obviously having fun. What does it take to have fun? And one woman at the back, been avoiding eye contact, leaning on the wall, suddenly turned to me and said, well, it's simple. You have to like each other. If you don't like each other, we don't work as well. She said, if we have one sourpuss on the shift, the day drags and takes forever, nobody enjoys it. And it's really that simple. You can't have fun unless you all like each other. And by saying like, it means that you are prepared to make a good first impression, to make a lasting relationship, to be trusting. I talk about the ABCs of first impressions and of communication. A means your attitude. Adjust your attitude to a useful one. Just curious or interested or upbeat, as opposed to a useless one like rude or whatever. B is your body language. Your body language is very important. Your body language speaks volumes. 55% of all face-to-face communication comes from what we see, from body language and facial expressions. 38% comes from the tone of your voice, and 7% comes from the words you use. And so the C and ABC, congruence. Congruence means when your voice tone, your body language, and your words are all saying the same thing, people will believe you completely. If they're not, they won't believe you. And for example, if I stood here now and with angry body language with my arms folded and said to you, I'm having a great time here today, you wouldn't believe my words. You'd believe my body language because it wasn't agreeing. Or if I said to you, I'm having a really great time here today, this is the most fun I've ever had in my life, you'd believe my voice tone over my words. And it really is those three things. That's what actors do. Actors are congruent. Their voice tone, their body language, and their words all say the same thing. And so that's massively important when you want to connect with other people.
What if you just don't feel like it?
Then don't do it. Listen, this is not a magic wand that you're supposed to skip down the road and tap everybody on the head. If you want cooperation, this is the best way to get it. I'm not saying to change your life, but I'm saying if as a parent and you're going to see your kid's teacher at school and talk to your teacher, well, sure, you can go in there belligerent and rude. And guess what? They're going to pick it up the moment you walk through the door, go on the defensive, and they're not going to give way. But if you want cooperation, fine. You look them in the eye, you give a gentle smile, you open your body language, and you approach them, and they will feel the same way. If you want cooperation, of course not. You don't have to do this if you don't want it. Absolutely not. Why bother?
That's Nicholas Boothman. His book, How to Make People Like You in 90 Seconds or Less, is published by Workman.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.